Welcome, my awesome friends. For the summer, awesome non-speakers will be coming out every other week instead of every week. Summer has a different rhythm, doesn't it? There can be more transitions, more noise, and sometimes just a little more flexibility needed. So I'm giving myself that same flexibility too. But I wanted you to know I am still here thinking about you and your amazing children. And each episode that I share will be created with so much love, support, and practical tools to help you throughout the summer. The night everything changed, I wasn't expecting a message. But then, in the quiet, I heard something. Words without sound, a voice without speech, and my whole understanding of communication shattered. It took me 11 years to fully understand what this meant, but it started me on the path of something powerful. I was kneeling by my bed in the stillness of a house recently filled with the noise of my three loud boys. The whir of the white noise machine was the only sound, steady, familiar, and maddening in its normalcy. Inside, I felt anything but normal. I had just met Jay earlier that day, a radiant child who didn't speak with his mouth, but whose eyes held galaxies of knowing. And yet, as I drove home, a heaviness settled in my chest. I couldn't stop thinking about his mom, Emma, the weariness in her shoulders, the ache beneath her smile. She was doing everything, loving fiercely, holding hope, but I sensed how alone she felt in not being able to hear her own child. That night, as I knelt to pray, my thoughts were scattered, but my heart was wide open. And that's when I felt him. Jay. He was there, not physically in the room, but undeniably there. His presence wrapped around me like still air before a thunderstorm, gentle, charged, and waiting. Then I heard him speak. "I have a message for my mom." My heart started pounding with something between awe and uncertainty. This had never happened before. I'd worked with energy, and I'd supported others in healing. But hearing his spirit so clearly, that was new territory. Part of me wanted to trust it, to believe in the sacredness of what I'd felt. But another part was unsure. What do I do with this? So I leaned into the only thing I did know, energy sessions. The next morning, I cautiously reached out to his mom and asked, "I think Jay might have a message for you. Would you be open to doing a session to explore that?" She said yes, and over the years, they have become dear friends, and much love and support has been shared between us. Looking back now, more than a decade later, I marvel at how much I didn't realize. It never occurred to me that I could simply talk back to Jay, and he could respond, spirit to spirit, that I didn't need a tool or a technique. I just needed to listen to the way his soul spoke. But that first moment was the seed, an invitation. The first stirring of a gift that would take me 11 years to unwrap. 11 years later, a father of another non-speaking client I had introduced me to the telepathy tapes. I was curious and open, but still very tethered to the tools I'd always used. As I sat there listening, something stirred, quiet and persistent. What if you didn't need an energy work session? What if you could just listen? The idea felt wild and a little scary, but also breathtakingly natural. I wondered if I could go to the hill, that quiet spiritual place where the veil feels thinnest, and if I could speak with the children there. Without a chart, without muscle testing, without a scanner device, just talking spirit to spirit. So I prayed about it, and I felt inspired to go ahead and try. And so I did. I got into a meditative state, and once I was deeply relaxed, I asked if I could go to the hill. For me, it was as if I rode up an elevator of a tall building to a floor called the hill. The elevator doors slid open, and there, as if no time had passed, stood Jay. His presence wrapped around me like sunlight through trees, warm, certain, familiar. He had given me my first message, the opening chord I hadn't known exactly what to do with. And now, here he was again, waiting, as if saying, "Now you are ready." And then we talked. spirit to spirit, we had a conversation, and it was beautiful. And then it didn't stop with Jay. I saw Sterling, the son of the dad who told me about the telepathy tapes. And we talked too. I was so excited to tell their parents what had happened, and I shared with them every word. Over the next few weeks, when I felt inspired, I would go back to the hill, about every other week at first. And as time passed, something extraordinary happened. Jay wasn't just greeting me on the hill anymore. He was building me something. A space, an office, a gathering place for those who had words to share, but no spoken voice to carry them. A place woven from intention, created in the unseen world, yet it felt more real to me than anything tangible. And as more children came to visit me, Jay's office for me on the hill grew, not in size, but in character. With each child, he would add something unique, something that belonged only to them. A tank with an octopus, its limbs curling in silent waves. A garage on the rug, perfect for a child who had always loved the energy of cars. Each addition was a quiet nod, a way of saying, "You belong here. You are seen. You are heard." Over time, I realized Jay was creating a beautiful meeting space. A place where non-speaking children could finally express who they were, not just through words, but through the essence of what made them light up. And as I stepped into my office each time, I never knew what I'd find next. But one thing was certain. Whatever it was, it had been placed there with love and was perfect for the child that I was going there to meet. Now, each time I go to the hill, it feels like settling into a rhythm, as if Jay and the others have been expecting me, ready to open their hearts the moment I step into their space. It is there, in that sacred office, that I listen, that I receive, that I witness what words they have never been able to say out loud. It is there that their spirits speak to me. Other parents began to find me, and their children began to meet me in the office on the hill. Where space is sacred, an audible sound isn't needed. They met me there, not just as clients, but as collaborators. Jay is always first to greet me as I get off the elevator, steady and knowing. And slowly their parents, through tears and laughter, helped me understand that what I was offering wasn't just comfort. It was confirmation that their love was heard, that their child knew. That growing circle of children and parents became my guides. They inspired me to share their stories, their wisdom, to start a podcast, to speak aloud the things we're only just beginning to believe. That communication is a birthright, and spirits are never silent. That love isn't limited by words. Understanding isn't restricted to sound. And the deepest truths between parent and child can be heard in ways the world doesn't always teach us. The truth is simple. Every child does speak. We just have to know how to hear. Thank you for listening to my experience of how I learned I can do spirit-to-spirit sessions. It's so precious to me, and I was a little nervous to share it, so please honor it with sharing it with those who you think might be open or just letting it go if it's not something that resonates with you. If you do want to learn more, please sign up for my newsletter. And also, you can go to awesomeautismtools.com/spirit. Thanks again for listening. Thanks for listening today. If your heart is feeling drawn to learn more about spirit-to-spirit sessions, you can visit awesomeautismtools.com/spirit. That page will tell you more about the sessions. You can read some parents' experiences and even listen to part of a session. If you feel ready to try one, you can sign up there. And if you'd rather chat first and see if we are a good fit, I'd be happy to talk with you on a free call. A link to sign up for one of those is on that same page, and I'll put that link in the show notes.